EFF leader Julius Malema announced on Thursday night that his party would contest for the Parliament Speaker and Committee Chairperson posts. The party has submitted Deputy President Floyd Chivambu's name for Finance Committee Chairperson and National Chairperson Veronica Mendez's name for Speaker. Malema says these were amongst the party's wishes and decisions which he expressed in his meeting with ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa on Thursday morning. He was speaking during a media briefing in Cape Town ahead of Parliament's sitting on Friday. He added that key among their decisions was the non-participation in the proposed Government of National Unity, GNU, that included non-progressive parties such as the DA and the FF+.
We said to the president this morning that despite the fact that we're not participating in the cabinet, we'll however request him to ask the ANC to support our candidate for the Speaker of Parliament. And in exchange for that, we'll support the ANC's candidature for president, because we believe that the party which got the highest number should indeed be the party that leads. If they refuse to give us the Speaker, we are prepared to take the Deputy Speaker on condition that the Speaker candidate is from the ANC or from any progressive party, not the DA or the Freedom Front. We further indicated to the President that we are willing to participate in all the committees as chairpersons, and we are not obliged to get as many committees as possible. Whatever the ANC feels comfortable with can allocate those positions to the EFF. We have made it very clear to the President that we are not against the Government of National Unity. We are against the inclusion of the DA and the Freedom Front Plus, because that represent imperialism, represent racism and white supremacy, represent backwardness. And I must indicate that I've stated categorically to the President that the Speaker we are requesting for and the chairpersons of committees will not include me. I will not make myself available, because I know part of the difficulty they have is with my name. And if that will compromise the Government of National Unity and a stable parliament and government, I've since withdrawn my name from all possible positions in exchange for a stable government and the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa. We have sent the name of our national chairperson as a speaker, Veronica Mente, alternatively as a deputy speaker, and our deputy president as the chairperson of the Finance Committee, as the most qualified and long-serving member of that particular committee.
Malema says he also expressed to Ramaphosa that any move outside the MK party in KwaZulu-Natal, where they won an outright majority, would be provocation for the people of the province.
The EFF is of a firm conviction that MKP should be given the opportunity to lead the government of KwaZulu-Natal, and we as the EFF will support all processes to constitute the legislature that is led and guided by MKP as the political party that has received the highest number of votes in the province. We further emphasize to the president that MKP got 45% of the votes in KwaZulu-Natal. And if the principle is he must be supported to be president because he's got 40% of the votes, the same principle should apply in KwaZulu-Natal. And if the ANC has not had engagement with MKP and feels strongly that it will not vote for the MKP, the most advisable thing to do will be to abstain. I indicated to the president this morning that any other move outside the MKP is a provocation to the people of KZN. And we must not blame them if they're to react to what these reactionaries would have agreed to.
Malema said he would be meeting with Ramaphosa on Thursday night after the ANC special NEC to receive feedback on his party's submissions. Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.